All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome to All Business Media, where it's all business all the time. And I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming back to the show is an author out of Cincinnati, Ohio. She can be found on her website, JanelleWhite.com. That's Janelle, spelled J-E-N-N-E-L-L-E, white.com. You can also email her, JanelleWhite@yahoo.com, or shoot her a quick call at 513-351-1409. Let's get a nice round of applause for returning author Janelle White. Janelle, welcome back to the show, and how are you?
Good morning, Rick. I'm fine.
All right. Well, thank you for taking time out of your day to join us. Now, before we get started, as I like to always do, because we always have new listeners checking us out for the first time, Janelle, tell everybody a little bit about yourself and exactly what you do.
Okay. Well, as I had mentioned, so that people probably don't know me if they're all just joining on today, I am a nurse, registered nurse, and I've also done other things career-wise. I'm a medical assistant in Port. Of course, I have diplomas from other correspondence schools and wildlife and forestry conservation, parapsychology, and I'm an animal care specialist. And I was raised by my grandparents, mm-hmm. grew up in a small town. And that's pretty much, you know, pretty much it, what I have. I wrote two books.
Right. Yep.
And one book is a savings plan book, and the other one is a children's book.
And those can both be found on your website, which is, you know, your name, basically, JanelleWhite.com.
Yeah.
The name of the first book, of course, the savings plan book, is the easiest short, long-term plan for saving money, which you can get, again, on the website or through Amazon, Books A Million, or Barnes & Noble. And the same with the second book, the kid's book that you wrote on poetry called Growing Up Poetry.
Yes, it is.
Right?
And I wanted to let the audience know that also a lot of people have told me they have bought the books as Christmas presents or for birthday gifts. I've had several people to do that, and we give them to their nieces and nephews for Christmas, or they'll buy them for birthday gifts.
Right.
So they make wonderful gifts for people as well.
Yeah, exactly. Especially, you know, like you mentioned, Janelle, the holidays are coming up.
Yes, it is.
You know, and if you're looking for something other than a video game to get for your kid, because those things can drain your brain, get them to read some poetry and some great poetry written by our guest author, Janelle White. Hey, let me ask you this, Janelle, because, you know, you did mention you've kind of got this this vast menu of experience from doing other things. You know, mainly, I guess, being a nurse and a medical assistant as well. Have you, you know, during your time, you know, in the medical field, did you ever use your gift of writing to kind of help some people that you're taking care of as a nurse?
Yes, I have. One of the people, I haven't really told a lot of people at work co-workers know that I wrote two books. One of the patients knew about it, but I would tell them about different things, you know, that out of the book maybe that would be helpful.
Right.
Like with saving the environment, there's some poems in there about that. One of my coworkers, who was another nurse, read my poem Believe, and she said, oh my gosh, she said, can I have a copy of this? Because my son, she said she's having a hard time getting her son to believe in things, and
right.
she really loved the poem, so I ran her off a copy and gave it to her. So
oh,
she's really excited about that.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Did so you, that was helpful in a way, too.
Did you sign it for her? So you'd be like, okay, now this is going to be worth money someday. So make sure you keep this.
She was really excited. I mean, she said, I'm going to read this to my son. And I'm going to give him a copy of it.
Right. That's great. And now, what about some of the other things you've done, you know, in your past? I think you mentioned something about you worked with animals as well.
I haven't really done that per se. I have pursued it as a secondary career, and I really wanted to do that, but haven't had time yet. I thought maybe after I retire from nursing, I would probably go into that more.
Gotcha.
I've raised, like, turtles. I've had little baby turtles I've raised and things like that.
Right. So you're an animal owner. You just haven't had the opportunity to kind of work with them on a professional level.
All right. No.
All right, just checking. Now, in terms of the books, because let's face it, it's great to make sure that people know that they can get copies of these. Again, they're available on Amazon, Books A Million, and BarnesandNoble.com. If you just put in either the title of the book, Growing Up Poetry, or Easiest Short Long-Term Plan for Saving Money, either of those, or just put in Janelle White, those books are going to come up. Halloween is coming up.
Yes.
We all know what that means. In a couple days, everybody's going to dress up. Do you have any evil clown poems? Because it seems like that's a big thing. Everybody's freaking out about the evil clowns.
Well, yes, there was one story. I had told two stories the last time, but there was one in particular I wanted to let people know about as well that it happened to me. And it was at the the hospital. I worked at the older hospital.
Right.
And the Halloween, it was a scary story that happened at work. It was me and, of course, another coworker. And, of course, you know me, I worked night shift. I used to work second shift, but I worked night shift. So this one, I called this one, Where Did the Water Come From? So this particular night, I was working on unit, and it was just me and one other coworker, and we got to talking about paranormal things that have happened around the hospital. So it was so weird how this came about. When she got up to do her rounds, I was in the office charting or doing something with charts. All of a sudden, she came, she ran down the hallway,
right.
And she said, Janelle. And I said, what? And she said, come quick. She says, we have water everywhere. I said, water? And she said, yeah. She says, like a flood. So I went running down the hall with her. I was going to say, didn't run because you had to be careful. We walked down the hall, and all of a sudden, this water was coming from everywhere. It was on both sides of the hallway, like on the right side and left side. It was flowing down.
Right.
Down the hallway. And we said, where is it coming from? And I said, do we have a mop or anything? And at the time, we didn't have access to a mop bucket or anything like that. Maintenance wasn't there. I don't know what happened, why we didn't call maintenance, but I don't think they were there anyway. And a lot of times in some places, they keep things locked up. So we're trying to figure out where the water's coming from. So what we had to do was we had to get some sheets. And she said, we're going to have to stop this up with some sheets. I said, okay. So I called campus police. I told them that I thought I had a water main break because it was that much water coming down the hall.
Right.
And they came over, and they said, well, do y'all know where it's coming from? We said, no. So they went around the unit. They went searching, and they finally went into this mechanical room. When they opened the door and looked in this mechanical room, right directly in front of the door, just off a little bit, when you look in, there was a spew of the water, like a little fountain, mm-hmm. coming up through the floor. And they said, we'll go check and see if there's pipes under here, and we'll let you know. So we kept stopping up the water with the sheets. The water just kept coming. A few minutes later, they came back, and they said, I said, well, did you find out where it was coming from? They said, well, no. And we'll keep looking. I said, what do you mean? They said, no, there's no pipes under there.
Huh.
I said, but there's got to be a pipe. There's water coming out. And they said, well, we'll let you know. You know, they never came back.
They never came back?
They never came back. And they just said there were no pipes underneath there, but the water, you could just see it coming up, you know, and they had closed it and locked it. You know how many sheets it took for us to wipe up the water? It took 18 sheets before the water stopped.
Now,
that was kind of eerie in itself.
Now, did that ever happen again after that? Because let's face it, I mean, if you don't have a determination of, okay, here's what happened and we shut it down.
Right.
You know, and it was coming up through the floor. I mean, it's got to be coming from somewhere.
Exactly. That's what we thought, too. But the way it was coming up was like right, wasn't in the center of the floor. It was right before the door. And he said there was no pipes under there.
So now these guys never came back.
No, they didn't. They didn't come back. And I tried to call them, and they said, well, they were making rounds. And they said, no, we never could find out where it was coming from.
Oh, but you did talk to them again.
I talked to them. I called them.
Oh, okay.
And they said, well, did it stop? Is it still going? I said, no, it actually stopped. So after we had told them it stopped, then that was it. I mean, we never did find out where it was coming from.
Yeah, that you know what? That's a little weird. I was a little creeped out at first because I thought, okay, so you reach out to call them again and you never talk to them again, and maybe they disappeared looking, you know, maybe Pennywise got them, you know?
Yeah, it was creepy.
Yeah, we all float down here.
Mostly water. I mean, things that appear like in haunted houses, water or stuff will come down the walls. Well, that's what I think was going on here, because we could never figure out or find out where it was coming from.
Right.
There was so much water, it took 18 sheets for us to use to wipe up the water. I mean, 18. And that was a lot of sheets that we had to use up. I mean, we didn't want to have to do that, but we had to do something.
Right.
You can't let water on the floor or patients will fall.
You know what they say, though?
Mm-hmm.
We all float down here, Janelle. We all float down here.
I also wanted to say to the audience about my book, when they go online, they need to scroll down, like you had mentioned before.
Right.
To scroll down on there. And I did want to let them know there is an ebook for the savings plan. And also, if you do buy the paperback copy, as I said before, it was highlighted. Examples are highlighted, so I just want them to know that. You have two choices there.
Oh, very good. Yes.
And Grown-Up Poetry is a hardback copy.
Right. And again, both of those are available in ebook form?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, very good. Again, we're talking to author Janelle White. She is out of Cincinnati, Ohio. You know, yeah, we did get a couple of those creepy stories, and the water story's okay, but you know what? It's not really doing it for me, Janelle, because I was like thinking, okay, she's going to reach out to these people and nobody's ever seen them before, you know, nobody ever heard from them before, or you're going to get a, you know, you're going to talk to the person in charge and be like, we never sent anybody. So I was thinking, okay, maybe they were ghosts that were, you know, that were helping you out, but, you know, never came back.
I think they got scared. I think they were scared because they couldn't explain it.
That could be it.
And you know, they were making rounds, but I had to call them and they said, well, is it still flowing? I said, no. I said, well, are you sure there's no pipes under there? I said, yeah, we checked. There's no pipes under there.
We all float down here, Janelle.
And maybe about maybe 20 to 25 minutes when it started, it suddenly stopped. But not after we used up 18 sheets to stop up the water.
Now, how long did you work there?
I had worked there, let's see, in the old hospital. I had worked there 6 years.
Oh, my God. And it was an old hospital?
It was an old hospital before they tore it down.
Oh, they did tear it down. Okay.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure if it was still in existence and if you worked there for a long time.
No, they tore it down. It was kind of creepy, too.
Yeah, I would imagine.
They tore it down.
Maybe they didn't.
They wanted to build a new one.
Yeah, they didn't move the headstones.
I guess so.
Again, we're talking to author Janelle White. She is available either on her website, JanelleWhite.com. You can see what she's got on offer in terms of the two books that she's written. Both diametrically opposed to one another. One has to do with kids and poetry. The other one has to do with grown-ups and saving money, both of which can be very helpful, especially with the holidays coming up. If you're looking for a great gift, make sure you go to JanelleWhite.com. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, more with our guest Janelle White after these words right here on All Business Media.
Every business needs professionals they can trust. Let it be your lawyer, accountant, electrician, even the company plumber are all people you can trust. So why are you settling for your printer vendor? They never respond to your questions, and when they do, it's always late. Always seems to take an eternity to get your printing done and ready, but you've dealt with it because there really wasn't another alternative. That is, until now, Max Image Printers. Take the worry out of your printing needs. As a hybrid company, both on website and phone, they welcome clients, businesses of all sizes, to call and ask questions to make as many orders as you need, with the confidence of having your work printed, beautiful, and ready in just a few business days. Bring the trust back into your printing. Maximize your printing experience with Maxim Image Printing. Call now at 801-977-8330. Email Keith at maximage.net. Visit the website, maximage.net. Max Image Printing, quality service, guaranteed. If you're not happy, you don't pay.
Do you have a spark to share? Do you have a creative project that you want to pass to others? How will you share it with the world? At Waking the Dream, we educate and transform, fostering personal growth for clients. Our consulting services include personal coaching sessions, chakra energy balancing, intuitive counseling, and meditation instruction. We also handle creative counseling, writing, and editing services for businesses, authors, and artists. Waking the Dream can help. Reach out to Kelly Leidick on our website, www.kellyleidick.com, or by email, kelly@kellyleidick.com. Waking the Dream, sparking the creation, fanning the flames, lighting the world. KellyLeidick.com.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome back to All Business Media, where it's all business all the time. And yes, I am your host, Rick Delgado. And again, we're sitting with our guest, Janelle White. She's an author based out of Cincinnati, Ohio. JanelleWhite.com is her website. That's JanelleWhite. White.com, or give her a call at 513-351-1409. And again, Janelle, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Rick.
You're very welcome. And you know, of course, Halloween's just a few days away now. What's today? The 26th. So we got 5 days.
Yes.
5 days and counting. Now, are you doing anything special for Halloween there, Janelle?
Not really. I'll just be working and all. That's pretty much it. I used to think that the trick-or-treaters would come by. I live in an apartment, but it's a locked door, and a lot of kids don't come out to the apartment area.
Right.
So I was disappointed when I first came here. I bought candy and everything, and nobody showed up.
I know. You know what? And it's weird because I live in a nice little old village on Long Island, right? And you know it's kind of cool. It's got its quirky little history. You know, if you're a big fan of like Revolutionary War stuff, there's a lot of the old trails that went through there and stories attached to it. And you know, the house that I actually live in, you know, I'm told by my girlfriend that she has seen things there.
Oh my!
that aren't real, that aren't solid. Things like small children, and I'm surprised that even in an area like that, I'm left with a whole thing of candy. Believe me, I love candy and I'll eat it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm surprised that more kids don't come around. I don't know. Maybe it had to do with something I did a couple of years ago, where I took an old hockey mask and put tape all over, and then kind of sat in the corner of my next to the door, holding the thing, and when the kids would come up, I'd like blah. And freak them out.
Oh, you might have scared them.
Yeah,
there.
They may have heard about it and be like, you know what, steer clear of this house. This guy's a jerk. he scares
your house
all the kids.
Is an older home, I hear.
Yeah,
that's what you said the last time, right? It's an older home.
Yeah, I think the house was originally the original part of the house was built in 1890.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and there's a lot of homes in that area that have that that 1800s build.
You've had a lot of years
yes.
built up with the house, probably people, different situations there. I wouldn't doubt at all that maybe that your girlfriend probably has seen things.
Oh yeah, she's one of the.
I don't want to scare you, but from the years that year that your house was built, part of it. You said.
Oh, believe me, you're not going to scare me. I'm already scared. There's nothing you can say, Janelle, that's going to make me any more freaked out than I am sometimes when I'm there.
I did want to share a poem with you all, if it's okay.
Now, is this a Halloween poem?
Based on the miniseries, Once Upon a Time.
Oh, okay. That's a TV series, right?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes, it is. And this poem is called A Magical World. And I kind of got the inspiration from the miniseries Once Upon a Time.
All right. And now is this something that's in your book, or this is something new that you've written?
This is something new. I have another poem that's from my book that if time allows, I'd like to read. But
oh, yeah, definitely.
This one is from Who's Who in American Poetry by Eberle Wein Publishing. It was nominated as a semifinalist. So I just wanted to give the audience an aspect of the different variety of poems that I do. Eventually, I would like to plan on putting this poem in the book as well, like the other poems that are in Grown Up Poetry.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So this one is called A Magical World, and I wrote it several years ago. Okay, it goes like this. It says, I long to live in a magical world of make-believe and fairy tales, where rainbows go and come each. I'm sorry, where rainbows come and go each day, and unicorns roam and play all day, where fairy tale people come to life and dance with princess waltz at night, where superheroes are flying about with mystical powers to help you out, where fairies, gnomes, and trolls are there, inviting me into their whimsical world, where winters are mild and summers are long, and birds and butterflies glow in the sun, where there's a crystal palace up high, and a prince to greet me as I walk by, where you can see through rivers and streams, because they are pollution-free, and magic is used in every way to make your dreams come true each day. What a mystical, beautiful world it would be, this magical world of make-believe. And that's a magical world.
All right, very nice. And again, that was inspired by the television series Once Upon a Time, correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, very good. And now you said you're trying to, or you're just in the midst of thinking about putting together a second book of poetry?
I want to, yes. Yes, I'm still promoting these two, but yes, I want to do another one.
Right.
I have several poems that I've written that I need to put into book format now.
Yeah, I can imagine. There's probably a lot of things that you've written, you know, that you'd like to kind of put together and put that next book of poetry out. Did you say you have another one that you want to make sure you can share with us?
This one, kind of for me, it marks the beginning of summer, and it's in Growing Up Poetry. It's on page 18, and it's called The Lawnmower.
Okay.
And this one, I drew a picture of the lawnmower. Some of the grass was already cut with little butterflies flying around and birds. It was like this. The truest sound of summer that one can ever hear is the sound of a lawnmower mowing the grass's time of year. It's a sound that lets me know the summer is finally here. It marks the beginning of summer until the end of the year. I love to hear the lawnmower and the smell of fresh-cut grass. The butterflies are fluttering across the new-mowed grass. The birds are hopping all around across the fresh-cut grass, and I can't wait to walk upon a lawn that needs cutting bad. The sounds of summer are here to stay, where the lawnmower is out for another day. And that's on page 18 of Growing Up Poetry.
Very nice. And again, you know, with the poetry book, Growing Up Poetry, that you've written, that, you know, is basically aimed towards children, which is again would make a great gift come the holidays, or maybe somebody's a birthday or something like that, and you want to keep the kids engaged and reading and kind of get them off their devices, because those things are a pain in the ass.
Yes. I also have another ghostwriter if you have time to hear it.
Yes, I do, but I just want to remind people that the Growing Up Poetry book, which Janelle just read from, page 18, The Lawnmower. Now, you did all the illustration too, the pictures, right?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh.
All right. So it's she covered the writing and the pictures. So you get, it's all Janelle all the time in Growing Up Poetry.
It's a hardback copy too, where kids, you know, it's a hardback, it's not soft cover.
Right.
It first came out in soft cover, but my publisher made it hardback, which I'm glad, because it looks better, I think.
Yeah, I think for a kid, you know, having that big hardcover thing, it kind of reminds me of growing up, you know, getting books out of the library and stuff. So, if you want to get a copy, Amazon, Books A Million, or BarnesandNoble.com, or JanelleWhite.com, that's her website. Now what's the other, is it another scary story?
Yes, it is.
All right, good, because that's...
Halloween.
Yeah, exactly. Besides Halloween, you seem to have some good ones.
Yeah, well, this one I would call The Cowboy Boot Man, and this happened in my newer hospital, okay? The one they just recently built, not too
You know what? I'm going to stop you right there, Janelle, because you are basically getting me to swear off ever going to a hospital again. Because all your ghost stories are coming from hospitals.
But I've had a lot of experiences you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, I could imagine. All right, so what is this one called again?
I call it The Cowboy Boot Man.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
So this is in the newer hospital, very new. To make this short, I was trying to make this as quickly as possible. We had to move our nurse's station down to the end of the hallway into this big recreation room that the patients used at times. So we had to move everything out because they were fixing the floor. They wanted to put down new tile. So me and a coworker were sitting in there at the table where, you know, they had the computers all set up in there for us to work on. My other coworker was sitting in the medication room. He was in the other RN that was a male nurse that was sitting in there. And the other nurse's aide was sitting out in the hallway watching TV and watching the unit. Well, all of a sudden, I heard somebody coming down the hall. You could hear the sound of click, 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 you know, like cowboy boots. You ever hear people walking in cowboy boots and they make a loud sound?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. As it was coming down, it stopped right at the door frame where our little mini makeshift office was in the back. So I got up and I told my coworker, I said, sounds like somebody's coming down to me for medications. I said, but the other coworker's in the med room. Why didn't they just stop there? So I went and got up and looked out to see who it was, and nobody was there. And I said, I could have sworn I heard somebody. She said, I did. She said, I heard somebody too. She said, who is it? And I said, there's nobody out there. She said, what? So we're looking in the other room next to this office that we're at to see if any of the patients are up. So I looked in the one room on the left. Patients were in there, sound asleep. And I went to the other room, which is right next to our makeshift nurse station, and they were asleep also. And there's only two beds in a room, each room. So I said, you heard that? And she said, yeah. She said, I heard it too. And I said, all of the patients are asleep. So that's another thing we couldn't explain.
Dang.
But both of us heard it.
Yeah, and footsteps like that, they're pretty distinctive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I remember one Halloween, a radio station I worked at in Philadelphia, we decided to do, let's go to an old prison. yeah, exactly. And as we were standing there getting the, getting the instructions from the team that was going to lead us around, me and one of my interns are kind of just standing there with our backs to the one of the open sections, and we just hear these footsteps coming up. But they were above us. But the only thing that was above us were some planks of wood that were situated on the rafters. Like, there was no way anybody could have been up there.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was one of those creepy things, because we're standing there and we're kind of looking at each other like, do you hear that? Yeah, I hear that. And we kind of look back, and it's like the whole hallway was dark. We look up. There's nothing up there. It's like, all right, let's get this show moving. Let's go. Let's go. So, Janelle, you know what? I know what you're talking about when you're talking about the footsteps. I've heard footsteps before. Man, oh, man. Again, we've been talking to our guest, Janelle White. Thank you so much for scaring the bejesus out of us again. We appreciate it. But
you're welcome. I hope that just, keep a candle lit or the lights on.
Yes, exactly, especially with Halloween coming up. And again, if you're looking for some great gift ideas, two books that she's got on offer, Growing Up Poetry and The Easiest Short Long-Term Plan for Saving Money. The first one, of course, Growing Up Poetry, definitely for kids. Make sure you get one for your kids as well this holiday season. Or if you're looking to save money, and we all are, Janelle, Easiest Short Long-Term Plan for Saving Money. Both those books are available on your website, JanelleWhite.com, or BarnesandNoble.com, Books A Million, and, of course, Amazon. So thank you again, Janelle, for the spending some time with us today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And we'll be back with more on All Business Media right after these words.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
Of course my kid's in the right car seat. Well, I think he is.
Yeah, my kid's in a booster seat. He was ready to move up. He is ready, right?
Her car seat looks like the right size.
There are probably rules on when to move up to a booster seat, aren't there?
Rear facing, forward facing? I think I have it right.
Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your children in the right car seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
I know my child's in the right car seat, or else I wouldn't get in the driver's seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.